Blog Talk Radio.
There's no time to give love,
to give love,
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference, there'll always be something. You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must be. So why don't you give love? Now what I want you to do is clap your hands for me, pat your feet if you want to, because it's a celebration. God's love, Muslim love for Christians, Jews, Hebrews, Hindus, Buddhists, and all those themselves God's people, giving something back to the earth as God has given something to them. Blessings unmeasurable, countless gifts, love and friendship amongst family, friends in all corners and walks of life. We're friendly neighbors, and we know that only God can save us. Remember his favors. No time for talk. It's time to walk that walk. Come on. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, 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 we are your friendly. Change, no matter how evil the world gets, and we won't change, no matter how mean people get, and we won't change, no matter how cold people get, because we know that love can conquer all, and we are the friendly neighbors, yes, we are the friendly. Because we got the love of Muhammad in us. Peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Jesus in us. Peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Moses in us. Peace and blessings be upon him. And of course, we got the love of the father of all religion, Ibrahim. Peace and blessings be upon him. Peace and blessings be upon all the prophets, guidance, examples for all mankind. That final one, the mercy and blessings to us all, Muhammad. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. And we're thankful for our teachers. Most of all, our teaching guide for this time, Imam Warf Deen Muhammad. May Allah guide him as he guides us to success. Come on, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. I am Abdul Wali Shaheed. Shaheed, your witness, God's witness to the truth. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And I greet you in the greetings of Islam. Assalamu alaikum. May God's peace be on you. This is Woody Abdul Kareem. Your co-host for today's show, you are listening to, and that is The Reality of the Creator. The Reality of the Creator. Today's show, the topic is the preservation of human life is in Allah's justice. The preservation of human life is in Allah's justice. It looks like we just lost the host. Imam Shaheed Shabazz, who was just on, and it looks like he might have been disconnected somehow. But I definitely would like to open up with Fatiha, which is the opening chapter in Quran. And from it, they call it the mother of the Quran. And every time we pray as Muslims, which is five times a day, we say this opening prayer, and it's just good to kind of open with it for barakat, blessings, to bring blessings to our conversation, and we pray that Allah accepts. And so it would be like our Lord's prayer for the Muslim. And I say it in Arabic first, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. And the translation is, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. That's first I seek Allah's refuge from shaitan, the accursed. And then bismillahir rahmanir rahim, in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. All praise and thanks is to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And when we say the Lord of the worlds, there's Allah, the creator. And then there's everything else, jinn, mankind, mountains, animals, fish, birds. There's everything else, the alameen. So alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, all praise to Allah, Lord of everything. And he sent the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, as a side note, as a rahmah, as a mercy for everything, for all mankind, jinn, mountains, everything that exists. I mean, there's stories of trees bending to give Allah shade. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The most gracious, the most merciful. Maliki Yawmiddin. The only owner, the ruler of the day of recompense, the day of resurrection, the ruler of the day of judgment, which we all must face. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. You alone we worship. You alone we pray for help. You alone. Yaqana abudu. Only worship is only for Allah. You alone we worship, and you alone we ask for help for each and everything. Meaning that when it comes to needing help, not if I need somebody to pass me a screwdriver, or if I need somebody to help give me a jump start for my car, I need some help. That's one thing. But when I'm asking for something divine, something religious, oh Allah, help me with my health. Oh Allah, bless me. Oh Allah, bless my children. Bless my family. Bless the people out there trying to give dawah. That I can only pray to Allah for. Guide us to iddina sirat al-mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path. What straight path, right? Sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim. Waladdaleen. The path of those whom you have bestowed your grace, and not the path of those who have earned your anger or who have gone astray. Okay? So Allah, show me the straight path. What path? The path that you're happy with. The path that you've blessed with your grace. The path that you're pleased with. Not the path of those who you're upset with. Those who have earned your anger, who knew the truth but chose to follow something different for whatever reasons. For whatever racist, angry, selfish reasons. They knew the truth. They knew the prophet was the truth. But they are going to deny it because of pride, because of arrogance, because of ignorance. You name it. We don't want that path, O Allah. We want the path of those that you are pleased with. And not the path of those who have gone astray. Right? Those who have, who knew the truth and started walking down the path and then got distracted and just started going some other way, that now they're astray and they're so far from the straight path, they may not find their way back. So alhamdulillah, thank you for bearing with me on that long introduction. I'm your co-host Abdul Karim, and the host is back on, Imam Shahid Shabazz. And today's topic is the preservation of human life is Allah's justice. So preserving human life and the importance of human life, that is Allah's justice. And I'd like to bring to you the host of the show, Imam Shahid Shabazz. Assalamu alaikum, Mr. Shabazz. Are you there, Akhi?
Yes, sir. Wa alaikum salam. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Imam. I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, that was wonderful, the way that you took your time and you explained the Al-Fatiha. That's just very high important it is. So that was beautiful, brother. And I just love the way that you have been doing that, because the Al-Fatiha, Allah called it in the Quran, the seven often repeated ayahs in the Grand Quran. So Allah said, you recite the Al-Fatiha and you start to live by the Al-Fatiha, you're basically almost following the whole Quran. He said, you're following really, in essence, the Quran, not the some, but all of the Quran, because everything in there, he's giving you guidance. And I just want to say this, in the Old Testament, where you got Genesis and Revelation, well, Genesis represents the beginning, Revelation represents the end. Well, in the Holy Quran explains that in a more clear and concise way. Because the Holy Quran is the whole truth. It has not been, not it, but the Quran, Allah's truth, has not been tampered with by the forgeries of men. It has not been tampered with by bid'ah, which is innovations, trying to invent what you want into his truth or take out what you want. Allah protected the Quran by revealing the Quran in the pure and protected Arabic language of the Quran, just the language of the Quran now. That's why you often hear you say and others say, and you're right, you must get the understanding of the Arabic in the Quran to understand the Quran, not in any other language, but the language of the Quran. And that's very important, because other languages can lead you astray, but you cannot be led astray if you follow the perfect teachings of Allah in the Quran, in which our Creator has protected for us so that we will have an opportunity to come back to him in his eternal Jenna or heaven in the hereafter. So with that said, you know, we just want to greet our beloved audience and the greetings of peace from all the prophets and messengers from Adam to Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, thank you, sir. And we just want to say that, as the brother said, Allah says in the Quran that he, when he established the world, he established his creation. He established his creation over the waters. Over the waters. I'm explaining that. He said he established his kingdom with justice in the heavens and earth. Justice. And he established his kingdom over the waters. So what is Allah talking about? Over the, or the ocean? The water out there in the ocean? No, uh-uh. Allah is saying that he established his kingdom with justice and over good morality. You cannot have justice if you don't have morality. In fact, good morality comes from justice. Yes, good morality comes from justice. So this is why we can't, we see most people are not getting justice and they're blaming the president and others and this and that. Other people and blaming things. No, 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 no. Blame yourself. Because, first of all, Allah says when he created the human being, he created signs to teach us about his justice and his moral, righteous way in the heavens and the earth. Everything is a sign that points to Allah and his justice and morality. And then he said he created signs in our own selves. So in every human being, there's a conscience, there's a heart, and a soul. And Allah put some of his ruh, divine spirit, in the human heart. And that gave us the ability to distinguish right from wrong, good from evil. But he also gave us a limited amount of freedom of choice, of will, to choose to follow his straight path, as the brother was saying, or go astray by following our own crooked path. So that is where you have to start with justice, not with pointing at Donald Trump. Start pointing at yourself. Once you get there, you become just to yourself by obeying the moral laws that Allah created in you. What is moral laws? The good. Morality is good. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, special, say righteousness is good morality. And he say wrongdoing is that which troubles your conscience and troubles your heart and what you dislike people finding out about. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. You are listening to, all praise to Allah, Lord of the Alameen, Lord of the, all mankind and all the exist. Like when we say in Surat al-Fatiha, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise to Allah, Lord of all the world. So thank you for that that passionate description, Alhamdulillah. And again, you are listening to the reality of the Creator. Today's show topic is the preservation of human life is Allah's justice. And you were just listening to Imam Shahid Shabazz giving that description. And we must understand, and Allah says, and I know the breakdown of it, the Imam could give a better job than me, it's important for us to understand the truth. And the truth is that Allah, our Lord, is just. And just for us, we have to be just to Allah's creation. So it's not even right for us as humans to be unjust to a cat or unjust to a dog or unjust to a bird. And there's different examples of that in different hadiths about us as human beings not only having to be just to each other, but not having the right to be unjust to each other. We don't have a right. I don't have a right to be unjust to my brother or my sister or any of Allah's creation. So I don't have the right to be unjust to a cat. There was a hadith of a person who kept the cat in a cage where the cat, if he left him alone, the cat would go out and forage and find its own food. But you got him in a cage where he can't even go out and get his own food, and that person was punished for that. And there's other stories about a person being just to a dog, which us in Islam, we're not even supposed to have dogs in the house and everything. So this is like a filthy type of, unless you have it for security or something, it's a filthy type of animal. You're not supposed to have it, you know, just as like a lap dog, you know. But a lady was just to a dog, and she was given paradise. So the preservation of human life is even more so, more important than justice. Our justice to each other, which is what I got from the topic when the imam gave it to me, is that our justice to each other, you know, like the injustice, obviously, that was done to our brother who was whose neck was kneeled on for, you know, the eight and a half whatever minutes until he unfortunately passed away. That's injustice, and we're not allowed to be unjust, and we have to preserve human life as a priority of our justice. And there's hadith that if you take unjustly take one human life, it's like you destroyed the whole world, like you killed all mankind. And if you
That's
can
right.
save, alhamdulillah, and any man could say it better, you probably know this hadith better than me, but if you can save or do justice for one human being, especially one that's being mistreated, that the boom, the injustice is being done to, it's like saving all mankind. So that's the topic for today, the preservation of human life, and that is Allah's justice. And Allah has built this whole foundation of what Allah has built is on justice. And it's a very, very important theme throughout the Quran. So you are listening to the reality of the Creator. And that is today's topic, the preservation of human life and how it relates to Allah's justice and how it is. Well, Allah's justice is the preservation of human life and the justice to each other, and Allah will be just with us, and we will have to answer if we are unjust. So I want to give it back to Imam Shabazz, and or we could go to callers. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I want to come also from Habib, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in this Hadith, Prophet Muhammad, it is narrated by one of his Sahabas, a companion, Abu Huraira. And it goes like this, people. It is reported that the Prophet Muhammad, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "Let whoso ever believes in Allah and in the last day, day of judgment, either speak good or be silent." That's very important for justice. You don't have nothing good to say about anybody, don't say nothing, and that will keep you safe. Because when you speak evil, you're not only speaking evil against others, but you're bringing the evil out of yourself. You're becoming evil. Because you're created just like them, and just like Allah says, no human being is perfect. He said all human beings, all the bad that happened to us come from ourselves, and all the good come from Allah. So that lets you know right there, if you speak all good when you speak, then you're coming from Allah. But if you speak something bad, you're coming from yourself, and it will lead you astray from Allah's straight path. So hold on a second, if you will. Yes, caller. I can't answer them because they should have the number, so I have to continue. But anyway, the prophet said, "Let whosoever believes in Allah and in the last day honor their neighbor." And he also said, "Let whosoever believes in Allah in the last day honor his guests." If you have guests and your neighbors. So What is honoring your neighbor? What is honoring your guest? It means respect. You give them respect and treat them as you want to be treated. You know, you want to be treated good, you treat your guests, treat your neighbors good. And even if your neighbors, the prophet said, don't treat you good, still treat them good. And Allah will eventually turn their heart to treat you good. But you don't do evil for evil. Allah said, repair evil with what is better. And we know two wrongs don't make a right. So you have to repair evil with Allah's righteousness, His goodness and truth. And it will destroy evil every time. Also, in the second hadith, it says, the Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, stressed these points, number of sayings. A Muslim is one from whose tongue and hand people are saved. So if you're a true Muslim, people's hand and tongue is safe from you saying anything bad about them or trying to harm them. If you're a true Muslim, and Allah say, and a true mu'min, believe in him, is one who could be trusted by the people for their lives and their wealth. Related by Muslim, see Katir al Iman Mushik al Mubit, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said, love your neighbors, help them, and even work for them with your own hand. So if your neighbor need their garden, they fixing a garden, or if they're building a house or trying to do something to make it better for themselves in the neighborhood, you're not to wait and ask them to ask you to help them. You're to go help them. You're obligated by Allah as a believer in Allah. So great emphasis was laid by Prophet Muhammad on the rights of neighbors and that the companions begin to fear that neighbors would also be made rightful heirs to property of a deceased. History is repleted with examples which illustrate the generosity of Muslims to the guests and neighbors. You see? So this is what we want to stop at right here. And understand that justice is in equality. That is in treating other people, your neighbors, your guests, as you want to be treated. And Allah said in my conclusion, you're not a true believer in Him, in Allah, the Creator, until you want the good that you enjoy for your neighbors. And don't just want it. If you got it, give it up. Give it up. You can't just want good for others. You got the good, you give it up. It ain't your good. It's all good come from Allah. So that good is coming from Allah. You give that good up and give it up, Allah say, constantly. Allah's giving us good constantly from the time He created us to the time we die. Allah's constantly giving us good. Even though the majority, if not all the time, we don't even deserve it, but He still be giving us good because He's such a just and merciful Creator. So that's all I want to say at this time.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Alaikum. Again, you're listening to the reality of the Creator, and the preservation of human life is in Allah's justice. We want to turn to a few callers just to get some salams and share the blessing and see if they have any comments or anything that they want to say today. I'm going to start first with this 614 area code. And I believe this is Dr. Love, and the last four digits are 7186. I just want to ask, what's your name and where are you calling from? Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, this is Aisha Love, doctor of natural health sciences, and I'm calling, it's a 614 is Ohio, but I'm calling from California, sunny California. But the topic is the preservation of human life and Allah's justice. And once again, a lot of what was already said was from the notes that I was going to say, but there's a couple things that I want to say. I want to reiterate what Brother Shahid has said, that being just, you know, this was one of the hardest things for me when I became a Muslim, because honestly, I had a problem holding grudges. I know nobody else does, but I did. And so I had to learn that big thing, that you had to be just to someone, even if they were not just to you. And that is a hard thing, but that shows right there the beauty, the magnificence, the difference of Islam compared to the other philosophies. And Islam is a complete way of life. That was one of the things I learned. When Brother Imam Abdul Karim, when you said we have to be just to even the animals, the birds, the cats, the dogs. Do you remember that one story about the bird? I've always remembered this, about how it taught me how gentle the Prophet, peace be upon him, is and was. The bird, the little birds were like going crazy. And I don't know if it was during prayer time or whatever, but the birds were just going crazy. And the Prophet, peace be upon him, said, who took the mother bird out of this nest? And he commanded that they put back that mother bird in that nest with the baby birds. And as soon as that happened, all the birds quieted down and everything like that. See, he knew what was going on. He knew that this was unjust to those little baby birds. So even something as small as that, but as big as that. The next thing you said, I just want to make a little note about was, you know, you said something in regards to, you know, if you want a, you know, a pair of scissors or something like that, or something for your car, you go to your neighbor, whatever. But for spiritual matters, definitely, because that's only who can help you is Allah. I've learned in my little numbers of years, just even for the little things, first go to Allah, and then he will make it a way that sometimes you won't even have to ask anybody, because somebody will knock on your door and be like, oh, did you, you know, I have something, I'm going to give it away, do you need this? And then it's like, whoa, that's what I was going to ask for. The brother also, Imam, said, I guess let me go back. So in regards to that, Allah can help you with everything, even as small as a shoelace. So turn things to Allah, and I'm not trying to negate anything that you've said. I'm just like reiterating what you've said. The brother said the seven oft-repeated verses is as if you are living out the whole Quran. And it reminded me also of the Prophet's last sermon, 23 years. And then the Prophet gave the last sermon. And if you can practice those, that last sermon, everything within that last sermon, you're practicing the whole, everything of what he taught. So Islam is a complete way of life. It's not even that difficult. The reason why things get difficult is because we make it difficult. But with that, I'm going to turn it back to you. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah. I thank you, sister. You are listening to The Reality of the Creator. I'm your co-host, Abdul Karim. Imam Shabazz, did you have something you wanted to add to what Dr. Love said? Imam Shabazz, you're not there? Okay. Alhamdulillah. Sister, I wanted to follow that up, what you said, with a verse from Quran. And thank you for those wonderful, thoughtful comments, because, you know, my ears are closest to my mouth. And when you hear something, even if it's something that you've heard before, someone else may bring a different point to it. And it sounds like you're hearing it all over again, which is the beauty of Quran and the beauty of Hadith. And it's the beauty of our deen, for sure. But there's a verse in Quran where Allah says, and it's in Surah Al-An'am, number 6, verse 151. Allah says, say, kul, come, I will rehearse what Allah hath really prohibited you from. First, join not anything as equal to him. Be good to your parents. Kill not your children on a plea of want. We provide sustenance for you and for them. Okay, so that's, you know, don't kill your children. Come not nay to shameful deeds. Stay away from the shameful deeds, whether it's open or in secret. And take not life which Allah has made sacred, except by way of justice and law. Thus doth he command you that ye may learn wisdom. So Allah says, come and I'll tell you what's really prohibited, because everything is halal unless it's prohibited. Don't join any partners with Allah. Don't join anything as equal to Allah. Be good to your parents. Don't kill your children because you think you can't afford them, whatever means society may offer. We're not allowed to follow any of those means of killing your children, whether it's the evil practice that they had in the medieval times of burying their daughters alive, or the practice that we have here of if you have an unwanted pregnancy, you just go to the clinic and take care of that. Allah says he provides, Allah provides sustenance for us and for them. Don't come near anything shameful, whether you're out in the open, which is worse, or whether you're at home on your computer or somewhere in secret. Stay away from shameful deeds and don't take life. You're not allowed to kill a life, which, because Allah has made life sacred, except it's by justice. And by justice meaning if somebody takes a life of one of your loved ones, then you can take that person's life. You could take that person's life, of course, in a justice system, in a system of justice. The judge would give you the right to give that person the death penalty or to forgive them and allow them to go free. And the law says if you do that, if you have that kind of mercy on somebody, even when you have the right to your justice, that Allah will have much more mercy on you. And Allah commands and gives us this wisdom so that we can learn, alhamdulillah. Also, there's a short hadith that I wanted to just say also, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best of people is one whose life is long and his conduct is good. So living a long time is a wonderful thing, a beautiful blessing. If your conduct is good, it's one of the best things that you could do. And there's other corroborating hadith that say, because you'll have more Ramadans to fast and you'll have more ways to get closer to Allah. So if your deeds are good and you live a long life, then you just get more and more and more and more rewards from Allah. So again, you're listening to the reality of the Creator. Today's topic, the preservation of human life, that is Allah's justice. The fact of how that correlates with Allah's justice is the topic for today's show. I wanted to bring back on Imam Shahid Shabazz, but first I wanted to bring on another guest, which is not a guest, one of our callers, Sister Isla, who is the original host of the show and is out getting better and recovering from things. Sister Isla, assalamu alaikum. Are you there? Can you hear me?
Assalamu alaikum, alhamdulillah, yes. I hadn't hit the number one button, so I wasn't sure whether you could hear me or not. And I really was concentrating on this beautiful, beautiful discussion today that we're having about justice, because that is what all the protesting is going on, not just in the United States, but the world over, about justice. No justice, no peace, they say, you know. So we have to understand to be justice, to be true, to be rightly, to be upright in how you treat one another. Okay. And don't do for yourself what you wouldn't do for others. And the problem is that we have an unjust system, and it's what they call a racial system, that we treat the people because of their color differently from the way we treat ourselves in the system. And therefore, we have now a world, it's all over the world that we require change for this, you know, that because a person of color, they're not supposed to be treated other than fair or other than just or other than right or other than you would have yourself treated or someone treat you. So the main thing is to our own self, we must be true first. You must be true to yourself. You must be honest. And we must, before we look at others, we must look at ourselves. And in this world, we have people looking through blind eyes at color instead of at the soul of man and at the soul of self, what the soul is all about, because that's what the human being is all about. We need to do some soul searching even before we open our mouths and try to comment on someone else, what they're doing. What about yourself and what are you doing? What are your faults, you know? Do you have the same faults within yourself? So therefore, we must learn that to be just with others, we have to be just to ourselves first. Then we must also try to see others as we see ourselves and treat others as we treat ourselves. And we won't have all these problems that we're having because of the injustice, because of person color. To put them in an inferior position on earth, you know, and say they're not as good as we are because of the color, of the way they look, of the way they talk. And this is what the struggle is for now. But once we have that understanding that each man should be treated as you want to treat yourself, then that will end the problems we are having today. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaikum salam. Can you hear me?
Yes, brother.
Yes,
we can hear you.
Yes, that was profound. Sister Isalena was profound. We always love to hear those profound messages that you give. And not only was your message profound, but we love the humility, and we can feel the humility and sincerity and love that you really want this to come about, what you're talking out of your mouth. Because it's one thing to talk right, but it's another thing to actually live right. And a lot of us, Muslim, Christians, other people, they talk good, a good talk, but then they don't live the good life, they don't walk the good walk. So this is what I'm going to quote from the Quran. It is in Surah 107. And it's about justice, what the sister just said. Allah says, what remains if you deny all faith in Allah and all personal responsibility to Allah? Allah says, if you got you understand your personal responsibility to Him, like the sister was saying, then Allah say, why not then help the helpless? That means help people that's helpless. Or teach other people's deeds of charity. How do you teach other people deeds of charity? By being a doer of good deeds and charity yourself. Always giving charity yourself. People call me a very charitable man because I'm always giving. And we was raised up in this Quran too. It's better to give than to receive. There's a hadith that says the hand that gives is better than the hand that begs. So we should always be trying to in some way give. But Allah says again in the Quran, He created us as nations and tribes that we might get to know each other, not to hate and despise each other because of our color of our skin or because of the money we got or any reason. And Allah says, vain, empty is your worship in Him if you don't have your heart, complete heart and soul into your worship. And Allah says, what think of ye of people in faith? Muslim, Christians, or whatever in faith, who make a great show, outward show to people about their faith. You even see people with on their car, I love my car, you know, and praising the material thing and not praising the creator that created them. And you got people that'll kill you that done wax their car down, and if you just happen to touch it, they'll kill you. Just for talking some material. They don't value human life. So Allah says, what do you think of people who they make a great show, outward show in religion, but they fail to meet the simple needs of daily life, meaning that they fail in their daily life of helping their neighbors, of helping people they see in need. And Allah said a true believer is not one who waits and to see the need of people and wait on them people to ask them for help. No. Allah said a true believer is one who sees the need, go looking for a need to help somebody. You go out looking. Who can I help today? Who can I help today? What can I do today to help make the world better for everybody to live? That's a true believer in Allah. That's justice. Allah said he created the heavens and the earth for justice. For just end. That's justice. And for a limited time. So don't think you're going to have forever to become just. Because time is fleeting fast. It's running out fast. So we must come back to the justice of Allah before we won't have an opportunity to do so. And we stand before Allah and we've been unjust to ourselves and our fellow humans, and we will have to enter the hellfire that Allah have prepared for all unjust people. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah. You are listening to The Reality of the Creator, and today's topic, the preservation of human life, is Allah's justice. And Imam, on that topic, I know there's so many hadith that talk about, and in Quran, where, you know, Allah talks about people after they pass away and they find out that this is the truth, that this Quran that we're trying to recite is the truth, they will want to come back to life again so they can do good, so they can do more towards their neighbor, so they can do more of those kindnesses that you mentioned to their neighbor, so they can be good to mankind as a whole. They would do more good. Send me back so I could do more good. But you can't come back, not to this world. You know, there's that term that the young people say, YOLO, you only live once. You only live once in this life, but you live twice. You die once, you live twice. You're going to come back. We're going to come back in another life. And it's a verse in Baqarah, that verse 28 says, how can you disbelieve in Allah, seeing that you were dead and he, Allah, gave you life? Then he will give you death. Then again, will bring you back to life on the day of resurrection. And then on to him, Allah, you will return. On to Allah, we will return. So you say you only live once. YOLO, we live twice. We're going to come back to answer for what we did here. So we better make it count. That's right. We do our best to make sure that it counts, because we got to come back and answer. And that's what is justice. Justice means you come back and you stand in front of the judge, Allah, and say, hey, what did you do with your money? What did you do with your time? What did you do? What did you do? And we have to answer for that. So, you know, we pray that our reckoning is easy. I mean, we pray for that Allah makes our reckoning easy. Just overlooks all our faults and just admits us to his paradise. Ameen. You're listening to The Reality of the Creator. Today's topic, the preservation of human life, is in Allah's justice. It is in Allah's justice, the preservation of human life. And one of the points that the Imam brought up is that we don't have forever. You know, we don't have, time is not going to wait for us. You know, Allah could take us anytime he wants, and that's when our day of recompense is going to start. So we got to do all that we can to be just to our neighbors, just to ourselves, just to Allah, the creator of the heaven and the earth. We have to be just. And the more just we are, the more just Allah will be on us. And, we just pray that we have Allah's mercy. I wanted to, there's a few hands that are raised. And there's a few callers. I know I haven't called on you, but they usually don't speak and they haven't raised their hand. So I'm going to go back to Dr. Love and our sister who is in California, and see if you have a comment or something that you wanted to share, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum, sister.
Walaikum assalam. Yes, there are a couple things bouncing off from what everybody has said. And assalamu alaikum, Sister Isla. Once again, always good to hear from you. We're taught as believers, and we pray that we are believers because we could be fooling ourselves, but we do pray that we are believers, that we're to stand up for what's right, forbid what is wrong, and to bear witness to the truth, even if that means standing up against our own selves, our own mothers, our own fathers. If we have done something wrong, we cannot hold out and point the finger at nobody else. We have to point the finger at ourselves. We've also done wrong. The neighbors, another thing that was said is our duties to the neighbors. You know, this is an interesting concept because people think in this day and age, I'm just going to mind my own business. I'm just going to mind my own business. Whatever I see, I'm just going to mind my own business. And you see what's happening in the world today is because so many people have been somehow oppressed into thinking that the bad is the powerful and the good is the weak. Well, everybody's minding their own business. We're in a world of chaos because there was, you know, such injustice done in regards to the justice system, and now people are standing up. But what is a neighbor? A neighbor, in my understanding, is not just the one who lives right next door to you. Islamically, a neighbor extends seven houses down to the right, seven houses down to the left, seven in front of you. And that means blocks, because I don't have seven neighbors, you know, right across the street from me per se, but seven blocks, seven down, seven to the back of you. So our neighborhoods are not just neighbors. They're like a mini village, and we're supposed to know who's in the village. How many of us know how many people are in your own village? And this is a travesty, and this is what we need to get better in. Another thing is, you know, it's not people often think that, okay, well, you know, those Muslims, they're talking about, you know, you're going to raise up and you're going to be held accountable on the day of judgment. Excuse me. The matter is that if we are not just to people in this life, what will happen? Will we just go to the hellfire? It's not as simple as that, folks. This person could be one of the worst people in the world, and we were unjust to them. What happens is good deeds of ours will be placed on their scales, and then some of their bad deeds will be put on our scales. So because of a person that I might have been unjust to, I might have, you know, maybe I did like the scale, good, bad, it's kind of weighing out. But then because their bad deeds come on my scales, that means I might go to the hellfire. Same thing that person who they were evil, 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 but maybe my good deeds that went on to them made their good deeds more than their evil deeds, and now they're going to the paradise. So we have to really, you know, put it into introspect of what's going to happen if we don't be just.
And that's right.
One of the things, obviously, is the chaos that's going on in the world today. And that's what I have to say. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. You said a lot, and what you said was most powerful, because we are more nearer Allah said in the Quran to the day of judgment than we could possibly imagine. Mm-hmm. Allah says when we will know when we're near to the day of judgment, when he's getting ready to take out this whole universal order, when a year go by like 6 months, and we're in that time right now. A year goes by like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many, many other signs. So I'm just saying, we living in the signs where Allah is giving a final call to people to come back to his justice. And with this coronavirus, no one, I've heard people are almost 100 years old say they never seen nothing like this before all around the world. This is the first time Allah is doing this in our generation. And the only other time I know that Allah really plagued the whole world with a plague to get their attention and draw them back to his justice, his goodness, his righteousness for themselves and for each other was in Prophet Noah, peace be upon him, with the flood. Thousands of years ago, that man taught for almost 10 generations, people, come back to justice. Quit treating each other unjust. You see, he told generation after generation, almost 10 generations, which is almost 1,000 years, it was 950 years. And most of the people, like most of them today, they still continue to go on in their own injustice and trying to blame the government or blame somebody else. But on the day of judgment, Allah say, no one, and this is very important, will get help from outside of their own selves, their own soul, their own heart. So justice starts with you. Justice starts with each individual, human being, recognizing that I am created by my Creator to live according to his just laws. And all of his laws is just. They are moral laws. They are good laws. They are laws to keep me at peace with my own soul and for me to make peace with my brothers and sisters among mankind. This is the justice we're talking about. And like Sister Isla said, it ain't going to happen. And I say this here, nothing from nothing, leave nothing. Sister Dr. Aisha Love said it too. In other words, if you don't work for justice, you're not going to get justice. Allah said you only get what you strive for. And if you just sit down and you talk about justice, making having rallies and just talk, you're not going to get justice. Allah say, be a people standing up fighting for justice. You got to fight for justice. Even like the sister said, if it's against your own life, if it means you got to die fighting for justice, then you do that because Allah will have mercy on you, Allah say, and he'll grant you heaven, Jannah, because you stood up for justice even against yourself, even against your parents, even against your relatives. So we don't put no one and nothing Allah created above Allah's justice. And like Brother Imam Abdul Kareem said, Allah says he created his whole world just. And he said Prophet Muhammad, prayers and special prayers and peace be upon him, as a mercy for all the world, all human beings and all creatures. So the brother's right, and it reminds me of my mother, we have to treat the birds right. We have to treat animals right. We are called in by Allah in his final revelations in the Quran, Khalifas. Khalifa means caretakers of this world. We ain't supposed to be down here destroying the world. We was created by our Creator to be caretakers of this world. How can you take care of the world when you ain't even taking care of yourself? And most people are not even taking care of themselves because if somebody said, all you hear most people talking about is I and my. This is mine. I, what I'm going to do. I got mine. You get yours. You get yours the same way I got mine. All you hear is I. And then people want to talk about Donald Trump and the president and the government, how selfish they are. No, look at yourself. I told somebody not too long ago, when you look at Donald Trump, he's a reminder of yourself of how you are. He's being unjust, and he may even turn out to be just, and you stay unjust. But Allah uses other people as signs for other people. By this man being unjust, you know, that right there lets you know how injustice hurts not only one person, it hurts the whole world. So it should teach you I'm not to be that way. I'm to be just because I want the world better. And even this man is coming around as a law will, and he's beginning to realize that he can't live in this world without being just to other people either, because Allah didn't create the world for human beings to live without justice. Without justice, there can be no peace or order, and there will be chaos and mass human annihilation. So we must have the justice of Allah in our life, and we must work for justice. We are people standing for justice, standing up for justice, even if it means dying. Malcolm X stood up for justice even though he got assassinated. Martin Luther King Jr. stood up for justice even though he got assassinated. Magna Eggers stood up for justice even though he got assassinated. You see, many, many more I could go on and on with people who stood up for justice and they got assassinated. John the Baptist, the cousin of Prophet Esau, the one they called Jesus, his name was Esau in Hebrew language. He stood up for justice and got his head cut off. And here we round here scared to stand up for justice just by opening our mouths. And we're never going to get justice until we stand up and fight for justice. We can't just, evil ain't going to just go away. Allah said he tests us, put us down here to test us with evil and good. So just like we see the evil out here all around us, the evil only exists because people are not standing up against the evil. If you stand up against evil with the justice of Allah, evil will disappear. Allah says his truth hits evil in the brain and knocks his brain out like a boxer would knock another boxer out. And here recently I heard, just mentioned in this, how barbaric this country is. It was a boxer that was boxing another boxer, and he hit him so hard, he killed him. He killed him. So that come from slavery, too, and that was unjust, too. They would put two black men in the ring, and not only the slaves 200-300 years ago here in America, the white slave masters, and they would let them fight and not only knock each other out, they would be drinking liquor and have their children and family, and it was called picnic. Pick a nigger. Pick a nigger today that we're going to lynch. Pick a nigger today that we're going to have fight each other till they tear their limbs off their body. And it's a movie called The Django. That's a true movie. They used to have two black men in slavery here to fight until they tear their arms off. I mean, tear their head off. I mean, this stuff happened. This ain't no fairy tale. And this is why that's in the genes of a lot of so-called white people in this country to just kill blacks with no conscience. It ain't that they just doing it and they are just, I would say, just so much want to do it, but it's in their genes. It's in their DNA. It's in their bloodline. And if they don't change that history, they will continue to be carry on that racism that their foreparents carry on. History repeats itself unless we as a people change history. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah. We want to thank you, Imam Shabazz, for for that powerful continuation of this topic of justice, and we pray that it's a reminder for all of us who are listening, and that we could benefit from it. Alhamdulillah. I want to just say you're listening to the reality of the Creator, and that we are talking about Allah's justice and how the preservation of human life is in Allah's justice. And we don't have forever. We're not going to have forever, but we want to use our time here as wisely as possible. Every day of our life, we want to use it as wisely as possible. I wanted to see if Sister Isla had any more comments, because I know you've been on for a while, Sister, and you've been listening. I know you haven't hit the number one button, but I definitely wanted to make sure you had another opportunity to share if you did. Assalamu alaikum, Sister.
Walaikum, my friend. Yes, sir. listening to the beautiful comments that you're making, and I don't think I can really have too much to add to it, except that the problems of the world today is because the people are crying out for justice, to love one another as we should, to follow the divine laws of our Creator, and to do His will. We have gone astray from the right path, from following divine laws of our Creator. When we were coming up, we were constantly reminded of pleasing our Creator and doing what He said, of the divine laws of living and let live, and the Ten Commandments, and those laws that were important to us treating each other good and kind and caring about one another. We were reminded of this, but there is no reminder now today. Everybody's just going his own way, doing his own thing, and we're not God conscious anymore. We were God conscious then. And because of that, the world is in total chaos. And this is what the problems are, why the problems are existing today. And everybody's looking for peace because they fail to realize that the peace comes from within first. And you must know how to give peace to others in order to receive peace from others. And we all have to do our soul searching and making sure that we are treating others as we want to be treated. And not choosing people because of their color, their skin, because of what they have, because of how they look, physical appearances. These things are what's causing, creating the problems we have today. And we discriminate against ourselves and each other in so doing. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Very good, very good. All praise is due to Allah, the Most High, Creator of the heavens and the earth. I wanted to say, as I was listening at Sister Isla, that Allah says in the Quran, Allah speaks about fighting. Allah says, as we fight for justice in this world, Allah says, fighting is good for us to fight against injustice. But Allah says most Muslims and most people don't like fighting against injustice. That's why the world is like it is. So, now, this is Allah talking, not me. So, Allah didn't say speak. He said fight. Then justice. You ain't no people in history, you can read in history, ever got emancipated or freed from injustice unless they stood up and fought. You got so many millions of Jews. They didn't want injustice, so they stood up and fought, even though they got killed. And then after they got killed, so many of them, almost the whole race, they said the only way we're going to make it, we got to pull together and follow the unity of the Creator, the unity that He's put in us, and stay together, and we can make it. When we were brought over here, African Americans as slaves, they started out, the white slave masters, they brought 100 million slaves over here, and only 20 million made it because the rest of them jumped off in the ship. They didn't want this injustice. They didn't want this horrific treatment. So they jumped off in the ship. A lot of them died in the hull of the ship, feces on themselves and all kinds of diseases. So when they finally got them all here that they wanted at the time, some 400 years ago, it was about 20 million. And, you know, ever since, we've been here as a people. We have been treated unjustly. But today, Almighty Allah has put African-American people, I must speak this year, and I'm going to speak this year, African-American people, He done blessed them with an opportunity to learn. They're not in physical slavery no more. He done blessed them with knowledge of the Quran so that they can read and understand why He allowed this to happen and don't look back at it as being bitter with all white people and think all white people, so-called white people, are bad. No, He don't want us to think that. He said whenever He allowed people to be enslaved by another people, He said it's because He wants the people enslaved
to learn how not to treat other people. So when he freed them and made them leaders in faith, they won't treat the people that treated them oppressive and unjust like they treated them. So today we must understand this as an African-American people. Allah has blessed us to come through the worst of slavery that mankind has ever known. And this slavery is not over, but it's a psychological slavery now. But more so than you got white, so-called white people killing blacks physically, you got more black people physically killing themselves, each other, than you have whites killing each other in this country, America in particular, I'm talking about. So therefore, that we got this thing going on because of all these string of killings of black men around the country by police and other whites. Black lives matter. Even a lot of whites, a great majority of them, say black lives matter. Well, I want to say I agree with them, but I want to say all human life matters. Like the brother Imam Kareem said, Allah said he created all human life sacred. And he also said he created all life sacred, as Imam sacred. A cat, a dog, a horse, all life is sacred. Even when we get ready to slaughter the Muslims, that is the true believers, our animal, you know, to chop it up for food, you know, to cut it up for food. We say a prayer over that animal because we want to be conscious that Allah ain't giving us this animal just to like killing, but it's only for our necessity for our survival on earth. He give us this animal for different uses, for food, to use for riding, and to use for show, and different things. So we say a prayer asking Allah to have mercy on the animal so that when we kill it, it won't suffer that long. You understand? That's how merciful Allah is. And without justice, you can forget about continuing with getting the mercy of Allah. Because if you stop being just to yourself and others, you will stop receiving the mercy of Allah. And that's what we see in the world right now. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah, you are listening to The Reality of the Creator. Today's topic is the preservation of human life. And today's topic is the preservation of human life is in Allah's justice. And we're talking about justice and being just. And on that Black Lives Matter thing, I just want to make a statement from a person that I thought really put it together really well. You know, when folks go out here and do this do these occupations and they'll close off a whole block and they'll protest in the right way. Of course, there's always going to be some people in the crowd who want to riot and some people in the crowd who want to break windows and none of them can be silenced. All of them have to be heard because we've reached a point where this lack of concern specifically for the African American life by the hands of police has just reached a ridiculous level. And one guy put it when Imam Shahid Shabazz, when a newscaster lady got on and she said something about, because LeBron James said something about it, she said he should shut up and dribble or something. All lives matter. Like she tried to minimize the plight in African America. She didn't say it like you, where you're saying that every life matters and justice is due on every living thing, every life, everything that is living, plant, animal, everything that God created, we have to be just to. She was trying to say that, you know, your lives don't matter any more than ours. And the way this scholar put it, he said, that's like you call the police because your house is on one block and it's burning down and you call the fire department and then your neighbor comes out and stands next to you. And when the fire department gets there, they tell the fire department, hey, put some water on my house. My house is important too, right? But your house ain't burning down, right? But the person says, well, my house is important too. So we know that this house is burning down. That's why that whole, occupation and protesting is taking place right now. But the way Imam Shahid Shabazz put it, where all lives, every life matters, is the way the Quran puts it. Justice is important. And the way the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, put it, we have to be just living thing. We have to be just to Allah first, just to ourselves, and just to everybody else. Because if we treat other things or other people or other lives unjustly, we can't expect justice from Allah on the day of judgment when Allah will bring justice. And we will all have to stand for it. Imam, was that you? Did you have something to say?
No, sir. I was just bearing witness to what you just said.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. So you are listening to the reality of the Creator. Today's topic is the preservation of human life, and that is in Allah's justice. So every human being, and I want to just make one other quick statement, because we have about 15 minutes or so left on the show, so we don't have a lot of time. On that, a life that could, the only time a Muslim's life, blood is legal is when that person has done injustice, and that's by taking another life, okay, by taking another life, or in the point of adultery or something where there's enough witnesses, and that person, that Muslim's life, if he violated or did injustice, the person who he did injustice to has a right to preserve his life and not take that person's life, even though they were cheated unjustly, and has a right to forgive. And Allah said that is nearer to being good if we but knew. So being just and being forgiving, even if people are unjust to us, is also a part of our religion. Where people could be unjust or rude to us, Allah says, almost, to translate it, almost you kill them with kindness, because he said you could be so kind to that person that they will become a close friend. They could have been a complete enemy who hated you, but because you raised your hands only in justice and to do good and spoke to them in an even better way than they spoke to you, they may come back to you and be. And take and be closer, a close bosom buddy to you, accept Islam and become closer to you. Yes. So we can't hate too much for the sake of Allah, and we can't love too much for the sake of Allah. We're supposed to stay on a middle ground. We can't hate somebody so much that if they say something that's the truth, we don't want to hear it from them just because we hate them, even though what they said is according to Quran and Sunnah. And we can't love somebody so much that we'll follow them into a doggone dark hole, even if what they said is not according to Quran and Sunnah, even if what they said is incorrect. So we as Muslims have to take that middle course, and we have to know what our Creator wants from us. Alhamdulillah. So you are listening to the reality of the Creator. We have approximately 10 minutes left in the show, and I turn it back over to Imam Shahid Shabazz. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Yes, I just want to thank you, Brother Imam Abdul Kareem. I want to thank Sister Isla and Sister Dr. Aisha Love out of California for coming on and the very clear and concise, meaning that there's no misunderstanding in what either of you said. I'm a student of the Quran. I'll be a student of Allah's words until I die. I'm very studious for 46 years. And so all of you is coming from the Quran and the Sunnah. The example Allah say is for all human beings to follow if they want justice, and that's to follow the example of Prophet Muhammad. Allah says even to that extent in the Quran that those who obey Prophet Muhammad obeys Allah. So if you follow Prophet Muhammad's example, you are definitely going to be a just person. And you are definitely guaranteed to go
to Jannah, to heaven. So that's one way, people, you can guarantee yourself to go to heaven and avoid injustice that will take you to the hell fire. Obey Allah and obey His Prophet Muhammad, the prayers and the special prayers and peace be upon him. So, you know, I don't have really much more to say except to encourage you to stay, take a stand for justice against yourself first. When you know you got things that you're thinking that's not right, things in your heart you desire that's not right, things you are doing that's not right, you know you're being unjust to yourself. So justice begins with you and it ends with you. Because if you being just to yourself, then therefore it's going to take all your time. And you're going to be able to help other people by being just to yourself. You're automatically teaching others how to be just without even saying a word to them, just by your example. I want to say that. That's very important. And I don't know how much time we got left, but of course I want to let Brother Abdul Kareem close out with prayer and a few words if you want to make a few comments.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Thank you for listening to the reality of the Creator. We have many callers on, but I know a lot of the numbers. I started writing them down, so I don't, you know, pick on you and try to force you to speak. If you want to speak, I'm sure you'd hit the number one button, and you know, you'd show up like a hand raise on the switchboard over here. So we want to thank you for listening to the reality of the Creator. Today's topic, the preservation of human life, is in Allah's justice. And we put an emphasis on that word, Allah's justice, and what is being just, and the responsibility we have of being just. And you can always go back and listen to older shows on a computer. If you go to Blog Talk Radio and put in Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator, you can go back and listen to older shows if you want. We'd like to close the way we ended, the way we started. Alhamdulillah, we'd like to end the way we started. And that's with the opening of the Quran, Surat al-Fatiha, inshallah, Surat al-Asr, which was a very important surah, short surah that the Prophet used to say. First, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Iyaka Na'budu wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, Sirat al-Ladina An'amta Alayhim, غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Ameen. Ameen. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds, plural, everything that exists, the Beneficent, the Merciful, Master of the Day of Judgment. Thee alone we worship, You alone we pray for help. Show us the straight path, O Allah, the path of those who You have blessed, not the path of those who have gone astray or who have earned Your wrath. Ameen. Because that is a dua. That is we're actually asking Allah for a blessing. And so that's why we usually end it with ameen. But only when we're praying do we have to say ameen. We're making dua when we're praying. But when we just read it that way, sometimes we choose to say ameen because it's still a dua that's in the Quran. And the Prophet used to end a lot of his conversations with the Sahaba with Surat al-Asr. So I will say Surat al-Asr and just do a quick translation of that. That's Surah 103 in the Quran, a very short surah, three ayats. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasaw bil haqq. And Allah says in that surah, very short surah, by time, wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, verily man is in loss. So Allah says, I swear by time, everybody is in loss. Everybody is a loser. Everybody, except those who believe, do righteous deeds, and recommend one another to the truth, and order one another to perform acts of kindness consistently. So all of us are lost in the loss. And Allah is swearing everybody's a loser. All mankind, I swear by time, Allah says, all mankind is a loser, is in loss. Except. So the only ones that are not in loss are these. Those who believe, do righteous good deeds, and recommend one another to the truth, and to the truth meaning they recommend each other to do all that, you know, is good. They recommend that you perform your salat. They recommend that you do everything that Allah has ordained, and they recommend that you abstain from everything Allah tells you to abstain from. And they recommend one another to patience and consistency.
That's right.
And consistency. So be patient and be consistent in your good deeds. So that's another beautiful ayat of Quran. These short ayats have these very deep, profound meanings. And
yes.
I encourage everybody to look the surah up and read the tafsir and make it part of our lives, inshallah.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. So, Imam, that's it. We have about 2-3 minutes left. I just want to say assalamu alaikum and thank you for listening to The Reality of the Creator. And if you had a closing comment, Imam, or I could end it now. You have about 2 minutes.
Okay, I'll close with a few words. I just want to say that there is no creator but Allah. Allah is the eternal creator, unseen. And Allah says that you're not a true believer in him, other Allah, your creator, until you worship him, as if though you see him looking at you. And though you know you don't see Allah, have the same fear in your heart as if though you know Allah is looking at me. Allah knows what's in my heart. He knows what's in my mind, because he really do. So have that type of fear in your worship of Allah, and Allah said he will always guide you on his Sirat al-Mustaqim. The brother was just talking about his straight path. And I just wanted to say, like the brother said, Allah says, and we can see right now, the whole world is at loss. Why? Because people are not enjoining each other to what? Patience, constancy, and righteousness and good deeds. They're not doing it. And so if you don't do what Allah say, you're not going to get the results. And if you go against what Allah say, you're going to get the bad results. And so we need that surah, like the brother say, I think it's 103 in the Quran. Please go to that surah and read that surah also, and take your time. When you got nobody, nothing disturbing you, well, you can meditate, think deep about what you're reading, because it will save your soul. Assalamu alaikum. We ask Allah to forgive us if we said anything outside of his will, and we ask Allah to continue to bless us with his will in our life to give to you each Sunday, if that's what he's blessed us to do. And we say ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for listening to The Reality of the Creator. We'll see you again next week. Pain along the way, but you never went astray.
from the east, delivering messages of peace. You're giving the west a brand new mind. You're humble and patient, strong and kind. One look in your eyes and one can see a message of love and harmony. Respect from the world community. So many leaders hold you high, denouncing all hate and bigotry. Example of what a good man should be. No vanity, cheating, tricks or lies. Yes, you are the star that lights the sky. So many been touched and blessed by you along the way. And we only hope and pray that you, yes, you get right.